Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for dropping in. We've got another great Be Our Guest podcast lined up straight ahead for you. We're going to be talking some Disney dining in the theme parks. What's open right now for your next trip? So don't listen to this one hungry. You'll be starving by the end of the show. Don't forget today's show, as always, brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time to book your next trip to a Disney destination, work with the best. Check out all their great free services over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It sure helps us out. It's a free way to support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge shout out to all of our patrons. You guys make this all possible right now, and I cannot thank you enough. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon, come on over and join us and get some extra content in your week. It's over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1774 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to October. It is awesome. It is the, you know, the time of the year. I don't like pumpkin spice anything, lattes, Ritz, anything like that, but
Ritz.
I'm going to tell you about something that I really don't like in just a second, but we're so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. We're going to have a fun show. Don't listen to this one hungry. You got to have a snack handy because we are going to be talking Disney dining today. And more importantly, this is not just to talk Disney dining because we love it. It's going to be helpful because we're talking about locations that are open right now and your best bets for dining at Walt Disney World right now. And I'm going to give you something that you definitely don't want. Now, it's not Ricky, but we're going to talk about something she purchased. So we have Ricky. She is not from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, but she is from the Mouse for Less. So yes. Happy Friday, Ricky. And I got to tell you, you set Twitter ablaze last week when you posted your, not only candy corn. When I say candy corn, I get a little in the back of my throat. Just when I say it out loud, like I got a little right here, okay? So I'm on the edge. Like I'm totally on the edge just thinking about just basic candy corn. Right. And I'll tell you what, I posted like a GIF or something on Instagram. Dude, that's the debate of the year. Like, you want to make people mad and get people fired up? Don't even talk politics. Talk about candy corn. Some people love it and they're wrong, but some people like it and they're right. Here's the thing though. What kind of candy corn did you, not only did you see at the store, you spent real money on this candy corn. So tell us about that real quick as we get into October.
I spent actual money on this and it was a terrible decision. Because yes, you are right. Not only is candy corn gross, but this was, okay, let's be honest. Somebody had to sign off on this. And not just one somebody at the, you know, the company, but multiple somebodies had to sign off on this, by the way. So it's even more disgusting. But it is turkey dinner candy corn.
No.
Yes, it is. I saw the picture. I saw the bag.
No. Yes, it is. And it's, so here's what's in the bag of the candy corn. And let me tell you, it is the actual, I have tried it, the actual flavors. It does taste like this. So just a heads up, it tastes disgusting. Okay, so let's start with the sort of less disgusting flavors, sort of. We have sweet potato pie as a flavor. Then we have cranberry sauce as a flavor. More disgusting starting is the ginger glazed carrot. Then we move to just awful of stuffing. We then have roasted turkey flavors.
Wait, this many different flavors are in that one bag?
Yes.
What if you just took a handful and put them in your mouth? You're getting like everything all at once and candy corn.
Are getting everything at once. Ugh. It's disgusting. And then we have probably the most disgusting, green bean.
Oh, God, just made me almost hurl.
That's like an every flavor.
It is
jelly bean bag. It's bad. It's just bad.
It is. But like this feels like you're actually like they were trying to make it fun and funny. Like Bernie's bots, like, you know, they're going to be gross. Like this, like, I feel like they were trying something and they're like, hey, you know, it's a really good idea. Let's do Thanksgiving dinner. And it's awful. And like the candy corns are the correct colors to correspond with the flavors that you're trying. So like the green bean one is green. The stuffing one is yellow and brown. Like, it's so gross. Like, it's so disgusting. Oh my gosh. Do not try these. They taste like the flavors. It's so gross.
And you know what? Somebody bought it, Ricky.
I did. I spent money on those. By the way, if you're looking for them, I found them at Walgreens. So that's where you can go buy the gross turkey dinner.
There you go. And by now, they're already at Dollar General. So, and like yeah, 10, probably. 10 for a buck. The big bags. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. I'm not hurling, I don't think. I'm not sure, though. I just thought about it one more time, and it kind of got me. Pam Forrester, happy Friday. Let's talk about something that is not disgusting.
Well, happy Friday, and I'll tell you, the best way to eat candy corn is to take the bag, throw it away, and
say.
Then open up a thing of Reese's. Reese's pumpkins, because they're actually really good.
They are really good. Oh, I could go for some Reese's pumpkins.
That's
right now.
The way to eat candy corn. And if you go to a house and they give you candy corn, no.
No. Report them. Give Call it back. The cops. Call the cops.
Say no thank you. No thank you.
Like, what if, it's worse than pennies. Like, I would rather have somebody give me a penny than
what if somebody what if somebody churned your candy down in 2020 at Halloween? Like, we're so starved just to have a normal holiday. You'd be like, oh man, that's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
want candy corn, and I don't want the apple slices. Actually, I kind of like the apple slices. I'm just gonna say I don't want the raisins. So, like, I'd rather have raisins than candy corn, I think.
Yes. No, definitely. I'm in for raisins over candy corn. Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I actually had a really good idea for this year. Like, I remembered writing it down last year and it came up like on a calendar invite. And so I'm going to end up have to do it next year because I can't do it this year. But the idea was to hand out instead of like individual, like, you know, instead of handing out little candy, little fun size candy bars, go buy like Little Debbie snacks and hand those out instead. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's a genius idea. So I was totally going to do that this year. And then COVID, so I couldn't do it. But like,
are you not going to do Halloween? Because we're doing
trick-or-treat. I haven't decided.
Oh, we're like, totally doing it. It's on.
I might buy it and I might turn my light on and then we'll see what happens. But if I do it, I'm totally buying like the Hostess Little Debbie stuff and I'm going to hand those out. I'm going to be the best housekeeper.
Ricky's going to have one of those little grabber things.
Exactly. Like,
she grabs one, holds it out.
I'm just wearing a Darth Vader mask and dishing it out. So there you go. Kids will have masks on. So
there you go.
Socially distant. Yeah. So here, last story. We got to get to Disney stuff. But last story. I don't know if I've ever told you this story. This is one of the best candy corn stories ever. Okay, so this was a long time ago. Paige was like 7. Maybe she was like 6. She was little. Okay, and she got something where she had to take amoxicillin. Okay, so it was right around Halloween. She got this thing. She had to take this. And she would not take it. It was liquid, right? Because she was little.
Yep.
It smelled bad. It was gross. Like, she would not take it. Like, we were fighting with her. I just remember, like, it was horrible. Pam and I were begging, like, please take the medicine. You're going to be sick forever. Take the medicine. It's 11 o'clock. We're trying to go to bed 2 hours ago. Finally, she looks at me, and we had candy corn on the for some reason, like, in this decorative bowl. She's like, you eat a piece of candy corn, I will take that medicine. I'm like, what? I'm like, dude, how did I get drawn into this? I'm
she
not
got
sick.
Blackmail dude, all over I the did. Place.
At that point, as a parent, you'll do anything. So I did eat a piece of candy corn. Oh, it's like Paige is shooting it down. She's like, oh, it was like just a terrible scene. It was horrible. It was the worst night ever on Marissa at our old house in Florissant. Oh, that just brought that up. It was so bad. It was like that movie where everybody, like, one person hurls and then everybody started hurling. Was it Stand By Me or something? I can't remember. It was not good.
Yes.
Everybody was miserable.
And you have such a weak stomach to begin with.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my gosh. Like, there are certain conversations you can't have with Mike because...
That's true. That's true, stop.
Yeah, it's true.
Ricky and I can talk about anything.
Yes. Oh, Mike, on the other hand, no.
I'm sweating right now just thinking of that. It's so hot in here.
He's sweating thinking about turkey dinner, candy corn, and then he's
right.
No, I'm taking it. Took me back. No, dude, I can picture that kitchen in an old house. I could picture it. She was sitting on this chair. I was sitting there. She looked right over at that bowl of candy that was in the. It was in a thing called a. It was by candlelight. It was a decorative thing. It was called a hurricane bowl or something. Pam would put like Christmas ornaments in it at Christmas, but she dumped candy corn in there with like some like acorns or something. I can't remember. I had to eat one of those things. Satan. It was gross. Oh, my chest hurts. Okay, let's get to the show topic.
I'm sorry.
I'm seriously sweating. Okay, today we're talking about the best options to dine in the theme parks and at the resorts that are open right now at Walt Disney World. That's the key. They're open at Walt Disney World right now. So we're going to go theme park to theme park. We're going to pick our best table service or counter service location. We'll do one of each. And then we'll go around to the resorts and give a, you know, just a quick one at each resort. Not at each resort, but some of the resorts, top resorts. All right, let's start the Magic Kingdom. So table service restaurants open right now. We're getting this list over at the blog over at themagicforless.com. We have Be Our Guest Restaurant. We have Cinderella's Royal Table, but it excludes character dining, which is temporarily unavailable. But I did hear that Cinderella did a flyby the other day. Did see that.
She did. Does. Yeah.
Right. You can't really meet her, but you can see her. The Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen. Longest name ever.
It is.
Liberty Tree Tavern. The Plaza or Tony's Town Square Restaurante. It really says restaurant, but it, I'm up for the Italian flair. All right, Ricky, you got to pick one of those. Where is your best overall table service pick right now that's open at the Magic Kingdom?
I'm telling you what it's not, and that's Tony's Town Square.
There's
don't
nothing wrong
there.
With that. It's not as bad as people say. It's fine.
No, don't go there.
It's got outdoor dining. It's got a patio.
That's true. So, yes, if you really want outdoor dining and you're desperate for it, then yes, Tony's Town Square is the correct choice. But don't do it. I think I'm going to go with Liberty Tree Tavern. They definitely have, I think, some of the best food. It's like that Thanksgiving dinner option. It's family style, so it's all you care to eat, but it's served to you, so it's not buffet. Hey! And, you know, right now they're actually using partially the space for the Diamond Horseshoe, too, so there's even more room to dine in for Liberty Tree Tavern, so I'm going there.
That's where I'm going as well. That's what I had right before park closing. And the thing was, we did it right as the park closed. And so there was not a temptation like I have in July when I try to have a meal like this at like, say, 7 o'clock and then the park's open till 2. Humidity's 90%. I'm going to have to go another 6 hours. I'm probably going to get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Space Mountain, all this, you know, big thunder. And I'm going to do all this after thanks. That is just a recipe. We've had lots of recipes for disaster in the first 11 minutes of the show. And there's another one. So when the park's closing early, get that late ADR. And then just like go into your coma, just stroll your way back to your hotel and everything's good. So I'm going Liberty Tree as well. What about you, Pam?
I think I'm going to go to the Plaza. And there's just something about this restaurant that I like. It's great for lunch or dinner. It's going to be open for both. It sort of is that like classic sort of ice cream shop, right? But it serves meals. You can get stuff like... well, the substitute for the Figaro fries, right, that used to be at Pinocchio's Village House, you can get there. They're called the Plaza Loaded Fries, though, when you get them at the Plaza. And they're just fries with cheese, bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
And that is a meal in itself. Let's just see.
100%. 100%. You're on vacation. If you want that as your entree,
get ice cream and you're good. I mean, you don't need anything else, right? Yeah.
Right. But they have other like basic food there. Like they have meatloaf and they have a cheesesteak sandwich and they have a Plaza Club, like those kinds of options you're going to be able to get. They also have a wedge salad. But the other thing is that they have sort of old time ice cream things, like they have a brownie sundae or a banana split or, you know, things like that. And it's just fun. You're sitting at, you know, those really heavy tables with the cast iron legs, and it really feels like a Victoria sort of era restaurant. And it's right there on Main Street. You get beautiful sunlight coming in through those windows, and you can see the castle from some of the spots. So that's where I'm going to head.
Such good meatloaf, too. I'll just say, I love it there. I don't know if it's on the menu, but it's so good when they have it. Real quick, just something I was thinking about when you said that. Probably the top three in-park restaurants that are the hidden gems would be the Plaza, would be Mama Melrose. Oh my gosh, I had a third. It's probably Skipper Canteen. That's a good one that nobody thinks about. I see it's such a good sleeper. I couldn't remember it, and I just thought about it 10 seconds ago. So it's getting a lot of love in the chat.
Skipper Canteen is very much a sleeper, and I very much enjoyed it when I dined there. But so many people forget about it, including Mike Rollman. So.
Seriously, it was 10 seconds. Senior moment. Okay, quick service at the Magic Kingdom. What are you getting? So we got Aloha Isle. Mm-hmm. Auntie Gravity's Galactic Goodies. I just like saying that one. Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. Gaston's Tavern. Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company. Liberty Square Market. The Main Street Bakery. Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe. Pinocchio's Village House. Sleepy Hollow Storybook Treats. Sunshine Tree Terrace. Or Westward Ho. Some of these are stretching it for a place to get quick service. So if you're going to get something to eat, you have a few decent options on here. So, Pam, where are you going?
I think I'm going to Pecos Bill's. I really liked when they made the transition from just like a burger place or whatever they were before. And now they sort of have like a Tex-Mex. They have a fajita platter and a Southwest chicken salad and nachos, all different kinds. They have sort of the rice bowls and things like that. So I think that they're a decent choice. They don't have the fixin' bars anymore, which, you know, it was sort of famous for that. But you can ask for like sour cream or guacamole or whatever it was that you typically got on the fixin' bar. So remember that. And also, this is one of the locations that when Disney comes out with these really cool like sippers or popcorn holders or donut holders or whatever they're calling them, they're plastic things that are decorative that they sell with food. Pecos Bill's is one of the locations that they have. And right now they have the sort of Haunted Mansion. They're calling it a donut hole thing, but you can put your popcorn bucket in there, or not bucket, but your little box in there as well. And I hope that they're going to have something for the holidays, too, and I bet they will.
So not only did they have the donut one, but they also have the sipper as well. So they have two of them at Pecos Bill's. I only know this because my brother was in search for them. So
does that Haunted Mansion thing even, does that even hold food? Or is it just like something you sit next to your food for
it does,
an Instagram
the
shot?
Back opens up.
Yeah.
Okay.
They like have little donut, like a donut in like a little cardboard tray, popcorn thing would fit in there too. So
okay. I was wondering because I'm like, okay, it looks like it, you know, supposed to be something that holds some kind of a food or beverage, and I don't know that it holds either. So I was like, it's just an Instagram
but
shot.
It would be weird. I'm just gonna say it would be weird. It's more decorative than anything, but it's just solid. I mean, really and truly, it's hard to mess up a fajita.
And that's why I go Pecos Bill's. Just no question. Don't have to spend a lot of time. You said it just right, Ricky. Where are you going? Quick service Magic Kingdom.
I am going to go to Sleepy Hollow, and that is for three reasons. One is the fruit and Nutella waffle sandwich. The second is for that chicken waffle sandwich. So and good. The third is for the awesome right now, pumpkin spice waffles with ice cream. I'm all in on that. So you got kind of like breakfast, lunch, and a snack option at Sleepy Hollow, and I am a-okay with that. So yeah, Sleepy Hollow is where it's at, man.
All right, let's hop to the other kingdom, Animal Kingdom Park. We're going table service. We don't have a lot of options right now. You have Rainforest Cafe, Tiffin's, or Yak and Yeti. I'm gonna go first on this one. I love Yak and Yeti. I think this is another underrated restaurant, even in normal times. I think it's just a cool environment. It's got the kind of foods that I think it's kind of the place where it's not adventurous eaters can probably find stuff to eat there, but people that are not super adventurous can kind of act like they are adventurous eating at Yak and Yeti. Basically, it's like a glorified Chinese restaurant, you know, it's got rices and noodles and stuff like that, you know, sides like those, what are they like the green beans? Now not the corn, the candy corn green beans, but they're like fried green beans that you dip.
Yeah,
those are the bomb. Those were Debbie's favorite from way back in the day. But they're that's it's a cool place. Like Yak and Yeti. So Ricky, what about you?
I am going with Tiffin's. Now, I know it is a signature dining location, but it is a really, really great location. They have some really unique options. I ate octopus there for the first time ever and loved it. So, if you're looking for something that's a little more adventurous, Tiffin's, I think, is where it's at. But they have some really great dishes, even for those who are kind of like me and more... a little more picky. I mean, I know I just said I ate octopus, but you know, like I'm still kind of see myself as a picky eater. So there are definitely options for a wide variety of palates. But I really, really like Tiffin's. I think it's a great restaurant. Ever since it's opened, I've loved Tiffin's.
So. Yeah, I'll be honest. I would love to go to Tiffin's, but it's signature and that's just like too much for my blood.
It is signature. Ironically enough, though, Brian actually asked me about dining at Tiffin's for our next trip. And I was like, wait, you want to go to Tiffin's? So my fiscally responsible husband kind of requested it. So we'll have to see if I make that happen. But
apparently he ordered $50 pizza too. So
he did apparently order a $50 pizza and we paid it.
So. I heard of other people doing that.
So. Like, yeah, exactly. And like, you think that's a joke? No. We actually did order a $50 pizza at a place here. So I, you know, just wanted to not jokingly say that, but we did
break it all the order rules. It. Yeah. All right. What about you, Pam? You got those three. You're at Rainforest Cafe, correct?
No. No. No, I'm going to Tiffin's too. Like Ricky said, there's some good stuff there. The octopus is great, but then they also have a bread service.
Oh, yes.
Which is not exactly like the Sanaa one, but it is sort of like it. They have some great appetizers, but then they have entrees like butter chicken tamarind braised short ribs and surf and turf. And they have, a fish option always. Ricky and Brian and I and Steve ate there one of the first times it was open, I think. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good experience. We've been back a couple times since. It's very soothing to sort of step into that restaurant from the animal kingdom.
And it's signature. But like, it doesn't feel overly fancy. Does that make sense? Like, some
it's in a theme park.
Yes, so. Some of the signature restaurants, like you step in and you're like, oh, it's super fancy, you know. But this one, it feels more accessible. I feel like for a signature dining experience.
I agree.
And so here is where, in my opinion, Animal Kingdom sings. It's quick service, counter service dining. It's got so much there that I want to go back, 7 days in 100%. A row just to eat. So here's your options. We got to pick from this. These are open right now. Amanda Poor Ice Cream Truck. So I don't know if you're going to get a meal there, but you can get ice cream. Creature Comforts. It's basically a store, but it's got snacks. Dino Bite Snacks. Can I say that as JJ? Dino Bite Snacks. Stop. You probably don't even get that from Good Times.
I do.
Or was that
What's
Happening? It was one of those.
Good times.
Good times, I think.
Was it What's Happening or Good Times?
I can't remember. Okay, Flame Tree Barbecue. As soon as I say that out loud, I hear...
Yes.
I hear the drums. Anyway, anybody else? Right. Harambe Fruit Market. Is that right? Is that just the Harambe Market?
Yes.
Is there another Harambe? No. Is it called the Fruit Market? The whole thing, even that it's got meat?
It is.
That's different. That's not that. The Harambe Fruit Market is actually right in front of Kilimanjaro Safaris, and they actually do have fruit. I think they have corn on the cob too.
Sometimes. Yeah. I think it's not all the time, but yeah.
Oh, there's good corn on the cob right back by the safaris.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
we're so good at
that. That's what we're talking about, Mike.
But what about Harambe Market? It's not on the list. I guess it's not open.
The other one is not open.
Okay, yeah, because that's got good steak and stuff.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the list. Isle of Java, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company, Mr. Kamal's. What's that? I don't even know what that is. Who's Mr. Kamal? Where does he work? Who's Mr. Kamal?
It's one of the buildings that you see. They just have like, I'm looking at the menu now. Chicken dumplings and seasoned fries. Those are the things that you get to choose from.
Do you need anything besides those two things? Sign me up. Chicken dumplings and fries? Come on, man. What?
Not chicken and dumplings.
chicken dumplings.
Like an Asian-inspired dish, not chicken and dumplings.
Where's Mr. Kamal?
It's like one of those
Little
stands.
Yes, exactly. One of those little square stands. There's like four of them. They keep changing names.
And sometimes the menu. One's
the Hungry Crocodile.
Yes.
Then next week it's, you know, something else. Yes.
And like I said, the menu is never the same. So you can look at the menu like one trip and be like, they had a really good blah, blah, blah. And then you go back the next time and you are like, oh, I want to get the same blah, blah, blah I get the last time. And you're like, it's not there. Yeah. So they constantly change the menu.
Okay. You know? All right. We're only halfway through through the counter service list. We have Nomad Lounge, Pongo Pongo, Restaurantosaurus, Satuli Canteen, Tamu Tamu Refreshments, Trilobites, and Yak and Yeti, the quick service, the local food cafe. You know, this is what kills me. Okay, Satuli Canteen is my favorite, bar none. I love this place. Like, I would eat there more than Taco Bell if it was in St. Louis.
Correct.
But I hate it because I love this. This is what really this kind of stuff keeps me up at night. I don't get to go to Flame Tree Barbecue because I only got one stomach. Like, if I eat at Satuli Canteen, I can't have a second meal at Satuli or at a Flame Tree. I also can't have one at Harambe Market when it's open, which I really like. I can't have one over at Yak and Yeti, the counter service, which I really like. Nomad Lounge has some good options. Dude, so much good food, so few stomachs. Pam, what are you going with?
Well, so I'm absolutely going to go to the Nomad Lounge. I'll leave the other ones for you two to choose from because the Nomad Lounge is sort of an extension of Tiffin's. So that's another really cool thing. Again, you don't need a reservation. It is walk up and they'll see if they can seat you. It's based on availability, but they have food as well as drinks. And it's a great location. If it is raining and you want to get out of the rain, I will tell you that this is one of my favorite places to go. It just really is. So cool, right? You can get a drink. You can get food. They have a Manchurian Nomad Bowl. They have a Spiced Tuna Nomad Bowl. They have Impossible Sliders. They have the Tiffin's Bread Service. And they even have a dessert of churros. Hello. And then pick from one of their beautiful drinks. They really have beautiful mixed drinks there, and they also have beer there too. So that's where I'm going to go.
Speaking of thunderstorms at Nomad Lounge on that outside little patio, remember the night that Scott decided to take the kids for the fast pass over on Everest? I mean, it was like, I don't know if it was a Category 1 or Category 2 hurricane that night, but it was not good. That dude, that's why I love Scott. He took Mallory and Emily to ride Everest. I mean, you had to like work hard. We sat there and drank. We had leaping lizards.
We were like, yes, that sounds like a good idea. You go take the children to go do
that. Oh my God. It could have been a Category 1.5. Not sure. Okay, Ricky, what do you got?
You know, so I have one little gripe about Animal Kingdom, and that's the fact that I feel like, unfortunately, like while the theme park has a lot of like savory snack options, I feel like they are missing out a lot on the like sweeter options for snacks.
They tried that, Ricky. It was called dung. Remember that?
Yes, it was. But like, I am highly disappointed in their sweet options. And I have to say, like, I have definitely been there in the evening and wanted something sweet, and nothing was open, or there was just not like nothing that sounded good. And so Animal Kingdom, while your like savory snack options and counter service options and mostly table service options are on point, you got to step up your sweet snack game. But anyway, I'm going to answer your question with my answer for where I'm going to go is the Yak and Yeti Anandapur local foods situation. So I really love this place. They have such an eclectic menu. They have one of my favorite things, which is the honey sesame chicken. But they also have, you know, they have a Kobe beef cheeseburger if you're looking for that. They have a teriyaki chicken salad. They have vegetable tikka masala and sweet and sour tempura shrimp as well. But one of the best, well, actually two best things that they have as snacks, which if you are on the Disney Dining Plan, when they offer the Disney Dining Plan and you're looking for like a great snack option that is more of a meal, this is it. So they have a side pork egg roll, which you get two egg rolls for that. Then they also have a side of chicken and fried rice. Hello. Awesome, awesome snack option.
That's a snack?
Yes, dude, it is a snack option on the Disney Dining Plan.
Don't you feel guilty? That's got to be at least a misdemeanor when you get a snack.
No, it's fantastic. Yes,
I know the chicken fried rice is something we get like all the time because I'm like, this is awesome, and it is. It's good too.
It's really good. So I think hands down, Yak and Yeti is such a great like sleeper snack or sleeper counter service location. Because everybody is thinking about, you know, Satuli Canteen and Flame Tree Barbecue and all those that I feel like it just sort of gets passed up, but it's so good.
It's so good. Okay, I'm making a call. We're just going to do the theme parks today. Next Friday, we're going to do the resort's best choices. And then the next Friday, we'll get to the one with the months of the year. We've planned out the rest of the year because we're going
slow. We're good.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hollywood Studios, we got table service that is open right now is the time of recording here, late September 2020. 50s Primetime Cafe, the Hollywood Brown Derby, Hollywood and Vine, but please note, the character dining experience will be modified. But we know that they do now have that Halloween deal, the characters and costumes. That looks pretty sweet. That actually looks really awesome right now.
It does.
Next, Mama Melrose Restaurante Italiano. How's that? That's pretty good.
Good.
Sci-fi dine-in theater restaurant. You have five to choose from. Choose wisely, Pam. Where are you going?
This is really challenging for me because, you know, the place that I usually eat when I'm there is the Brown Derby Lounge.
Yes.
And I would put Baseline Tap House absolutely in there. But choosing from these locations, those are not considered table service, the other ones. I think, ready for this? This is going to be shocking. I might choose Sci-Fi.
Ooh.
I know, right? And the reason why is I was looking at their menu. So they have some really cool like appetizer things, like fried dill pickles and an island cake and shrimp and crab fondue, which is, I'm not sure about that, but yeah, it's Sci-Fi. But when you're looking at their entrees too, they have just like regular sort of diner food, a barbecue burger, buffalo chicken salad. They have a shrimp pasta and a chicken pasta and some burgers, just some regular burgers. And I think that's why I may choose that one because, you know, those are the things that are available there. They do what they do, and they do it much better than they used to.
Yeah, they do. It is better. I mean, the food is better. And you know what? It's tangentially Halloween. You know, you got all those horror little clips. Beware of the blob. You know, you can't get in for the Hollywood and Vine dine with character, whatever thing. Ricky, go ahead. I know you're going to pick that one, so go ahead.
What? Right? Which one?
Are you going Hollywood and dine? I'm guessing. I'm trying to guess.
I am because I'm actually going to be trying this restaurant for the very first time here in about a week or so. I'm really excited to get to experience the Halloween version of Hollywood and Vine. First of all, it's because it's not a buffet anymore right now, which I am A-okay with. If they would like to change this over to a family-style meal for the rest of time, I think that's a wonderful idea. The characters, it is a character meal. The characters are dressed up in their Halloween finest. So that's awesome. And while, of course, you can't get the same kind of character experience that you normally would, you know, you do still get to see the characters dressed up in their cute outfits and you can still take like selfies with them and stuff like that. So I am all about this right now. Hollywood and Vine, but only because I'm excited to finally try the restaurant after never trying it. It is one of the places that I've still never tried, and that's because it was a buffet and it had a very awful reputation. So
you know what? Back in the day, now this is back when like Handy Manny was popular with Mallory when she was little, we had breakfast there, and the breakfast was actually not bad. I liked it. It was
it's a little harder to screw up breakfast.
Yeah, it was your staples. Yeah.
But I was not about to have dinner at Hollywood and Vine the way it was before. So I'm excited to try it.
Beth and Alfred both recently been in the last week and they both went and they both rave reviews in the chat.
That's awesome. That's good.
All right. Now here again, it's so weird. Cause you know, again, you got these nice, I guess it's not as bad, but we have some quick service at the studios, which can be a challenge some days, even in regular times. We'll see what we got. You got the ABC Commissary starting for lunch on October 5th. So that's going to be in next week. We got about a week. Anaheim Produce, if you want to get an orange and call that lunch, I guess. Backlot Express, that's where I always end up. Baseline Tap House. Just because they sell charcuterie.
Just because, yes.
Let's see here. We got Docking Bay 7, Food and Cargo. The Hollywood Brown Derby Lounge, Hollywood Scoops, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company. This show should be sponsored by Joffrey's because they're everywhere. I like this one. Milk Stand.
Yes.
Is that the blue milk, I guess?
Yes. Yes. Not the kind of milk I like. That's what I'm trying to figure out. The gross kind of milk. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Ogus Canteen. Please note that this experience will be modified. Peavey's Polar Pipeline. Where's that?
I knew that was the pause, and I was like,
I know where this is. So, you know, when you're walking down the main strip,
yep,
and you can veer off to the left to sort of go towards 50s and Hollywood and Vine.
It's on the backside.
Instead of going a hard left, yep, you go left and then turn right. Yep. It's right there.
I know where it is. So. Yep, it's facing Echo Lake, right there by Gertie.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, yes. I just know what it was called. Okay, you got Pizza Rizzo, Ronto Roasters, Rosie's All American Cafe, and the Trolley Car Cafe. So it got better at the end. All right. So I'll go first here. If I had to eat something, this is tough. I'm going to Ronto Roasters and getting my Ronto. God, those things are good. I love the breakfast one, and I love the other one. It doesn't matter. They are so stinking good. So I'm going Ronto Roasters. Ricky, what about you?
Okay, so I'm not going to go with the obvious of Baseline Tap House because that's totally where I would go. I'm going to go with the place that everybody judges me for, and it's fine because I know I have terrible taste in this one, and it's Pizza Rizzo.
It's bad.
I know. I'm well aware that it is not great, and I wish there were other options open at Hollywood Studios right now. I'm looking at you, Woody's Lunchbox, and your delicious tots, but... since these are our options.
Those would be potato barrels, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Potato barrels. Yes.
Yes.
Since these are our options, and Brian and I do have a soft spot for Pizza Rizzo, AKA, you know, Pizza Planet. So I'm going with that. We love, love, love the wedding reception room. We totally ate there the last time and jammed out to all the songs. You know, they played Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, and I may have had to call my brother because that is our song.
Wrong on so many levels. She likes the pizza because they're playing Whitney Houston, and she had to call her brother because it reminds her of each other. I'm so lost right now.
I didn't say that I made a lot of sense. So I'm going Pizza Rizzo. It's awful pizza. You know it's awful pizza going in, but it's still good. So
do you put that on the back of a brochure? I don't think so.
Pizza Rizzo.
You know what you're getting.
You got yourself into this yourself. So that's how it goes. All right, Pam, what about you, Pam? Where are you going?
I'm going to Baseline Tap House, but for argument's sake, I'll pick something else, and I'm going to say Docking Bay 7, because I feel like it's a really good choice, especially inside Hollywood Studios, and I think it's a good choice even at any quick service location in the parks. I think that the standouts there are sort of the I really liked the kefta and hummus. That's the vegetarian option, but they make these little kefta balls, which are really good. They serve them with a great sauce. Try that. But I also feel like the pasta with the roast, the beef pot roast is what they're calling it, but they actually serve it with pasta. I think that's a good choice. They have interesting beers there. They have some that are only available there at Docking Bay 7. So if you're interested in that, try that out. But you know I'm going to be at Baseline. But I'm saying Docking Bay 7 for argument's sake.
Correct. So. Yes.
That's what we do here. We go argument's sake for everybody. All right. Last theme park we're going to be talking about today. We're going to Epcot. Table service locations currently open end of September 2020. We got Beer Garden, Coral Reef Restaurant, Garden Grill Restaurant. Please note, character dining experience will be modified. La Hacienda de San Angel, Le Cellier Steakhouse, Rose and Crown Dining Room, San Angel Inn Restaurante. But I did see something on social media that this restaurant's going down for a quick refurbishment. Something went wrong. I saw that somewhere. I'm like, a whole restaurant's going down for a refurb. It was like a technical, they're fixing something. I don't know what broke in this restaurant, but so I'm just saying, I saw that somewhere. I'm not sure, but it could be, could not be. But I do like San Angel Inn. Spice Road Table, Teppanito, thank goodness that's back open, and Via Napoli Restaurante El Pizzeria. Just be careful what you order. What do you got, Pam? Now we're into some solid meals here. We got good choices.
We are. There's lots of good choices. And actually, where I'm going to pick is Rose and Crown, because love to go there, grab a beer. They have lots of good choices. But I also really love, okay, we've talked about my love of the Scotch egg. And I think everyone who tries the Scotch egg actually likes it.
It's really good.
It's sausage covering a hard-boiled egg. Can you go wrong with that? I mean, that's awesome. But I also think their coronation salad is really good. Of course, fish and chips, shepherd's pie. They have a pub burger that's awesome. They also have a curry. And they have that outdoor seating space, which I find just so relaxing. There is nothing better than sitting out there, enjoying the view of the lagoon there and having some great Rose and Crown. So,
I hadn't had a Scotch egg until I did that one tour. It was like a World Showcase Undiscovered. It was just me and a couple that was from another country, didn't speak English. It was a great tour because it was like almost personal tour. But we ended with lunch there, and they popped out a Scotch egg. I was like, what's this all about? Oh my gosh, my life was changed. It was so good. Oh my gosh. All right, Ricky, where are you going? Table service, Epcot.
I mean, this one is tough. I think if I was going to choose, I think I'm going to go to Le Cellier. It's been a while since I've been here for like dinner. I did their awesome brunch that they had for the Epcot Festival of the Arts early this year, and it was fantastic. And I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again, so maybe they'll bring it back. Please bring back the brunch. It was so, so good. But you know, you do have their famous cheddar cheese soup, which everybody loses their mind over. You've got an artisan cheese plate as well.
Is that close enough?
Yeah, go ahead, dang it.
Okay, I didn't know.
There you go. Yeah, you're good. You know, you've got some fantastic steak options. So if you're going there for steak, you know, you've got some great choices. But then they also have things like barbecue smoked half chicken. They have pan-seared red snapper. They have seared George's Banks scallops. And I'm a huge sucker for scallops, too. So anytime scallops are on a menu, I tend to navigate toward them, but I mean, here it's Le Cellier, so I'm probably getting a steak. And then, of course, you have the fantastic, my favorite, the maple creme brulee. So you just, but they do have a warm pecan brown butter tart. Oh, hello. That sounds really good. I'm not going to lie. I may have found a new dessert I want to try. I'm all in for Le Cellier. It's been a while since I've had dinner, like I said. So, but please bring back the brunch. It was so good.
Sounds good. Okay. Mine, of course, Beer Garden. I love Beer Garden. Just great food, great desserts, killer desserts. It's typically a buffet. They're serving it modified so that you can, it's like that modified family style kind of thing. The thing is, now in the socially distanced age, you're not necessarily sitting shoulder to shoulder with a stranger. Win-win. If you don't like to meet, I love meeting new people from all over the world, though. I love, and just you're going in, when you go inside Beer Garden, it's just so cool looking. It's like you're sitting in the middle of a little village. I love that.
Yeah,
place.
It really does.
It's so neat.
It is a cool part of it.
I mean, it's like the best of like what World Showcase is. You know, it reminds me of like what was World Showcase like in 1985. This is probably it. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the living with the land and Beer Garden. It's like going back in time. There you go.
Yep.
All right. Finally, we're wrapping up with quick service locations and lounges around Epcot. We got Chorza de Margarita. That is where I get my margarita at the end of the marathon. Oh, can't do it this year. What a shame. Crips de Chefs de France. I'm so terrible at this. Fife and Drum Tavern, the Funnel Cake Stand. Gelate, Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company. The joy of tea. Kabuki Cafe. I've just always wanted to say that. Kabuki Cafe. The Katsura Grill. Le Artisan des Glaces. I'm so terrible. La Cantina de San Angel. La Cava del Tequila. The Land Cart. Les Halles Boulangerie Patisserie. That's the ice cream joint in France.
No, that's not the ice cream.
No, that's not. That's the bakery. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay, I'll get to that one still. Did I already say it already? No. Wait, where's
Yes, you did.
Artisan des Glaces. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
This is so hard. Oh, we got another one. Les Vins de Chefs de France.
Why
are you making this so hard? The Popcorn in Canada. I can handle that. The Refreshment Outpost. The Refreshment Port. Regal Eagle Smokehouse, Craft, Drafts, and Barbecue. Rose and Crown Pub, Sunshine Seasons, Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine, Global Marketplaces, The Traveler's Cafe, and the UK Beer Cart. Plus, just now, breaking news, Yorkshire Fish and Chips back open in the UK. And that's what I'm going with. I'm going with fish and chips in the UK. The only thing is, you got to watch the birds, man. Watch the birds. Oh, they have been missing their fish and chips more than you have. And so they're probably a little thin, and they need to stock up for winter. So I'm just saying, eat it quick. Yorkshire ships, fish and chips. I watch what I'm saying.
You can't. Oh my gosh.
I can't. I feel like Yeehaw Bob just got me.
Hey, I thought you said that I was the one. I know. Who did the filter.
I can't. This is the second of two shows, and we're 45 minutes in. All right, Pam, what do you got? I'm going for the fish and chips.
I am going to the Regal Eagle, I believe. And why do I every time say Regal Eagle want to do come and knock on my door? Yes, it's the Regal Beagle.
It's Larry. Yes.
It is. I hope that Larry will be there. I have some questions. But anyways, no, it is the new barbecue place at Epcot. And they have some good choices there, like a beef brisket sandwich and ribs and a half chicken. They also have a burger, though. They do have a power green salad for those who want to avoid meat altogether, or you can make it with chicken. And they have the thing I really like there is the sides, the macaroni and cheese, the baked beans with the burnt ends in them. I mean, those kind of things are yummy. I, you know, like the coleslaw too. So I am going to stop there because it is one of the newer locations there in Epcot.
It's so good. I went there the first weekend it opened and just got the big old platter. Yeah, it's so much food and I ate every bit of it. Oh, so good. All right, Ricky, what do you got?
I am going with the popcorn and Canada. No, I'm just joking.
What's wrong with you?
Actually, it is really good popcorn in Canada, by the way.
It is. Agreed.
For those who don't know, it is not traditional popcorn. It is actually maple popcorn. It's really good. So just throwing that out there. Normally, I would say Sunshine Seasons, but their menu has definitely been pared down. They do not have my Whoopie Pie right now, so I am very mad at them.
I'm making a change. I've got a change.org petition started.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. We'll get that started. So I am going to go with the Boulangerie Patisserie. See, I'm much better than Mike is.
You just picked it so you can show off, whatever.
Go ahead. Exactly. I like the Boulangerie because there are a number of choices. You can do basically breakfast or lunch or snack here. They have some fantastic things for all of those options. I mean, if you wanted a light dinner too, they have that too. But you know, you've got things like you've got the pain au chocolat, which is, you know, basically like a chocolate croissant. You've got the frangipane, which is almond filling between a puff pastry. You've got things like the Napoleon, which is the puff pastry layered with cream, or the eclair, which is a vanilla, white chocolate, or chocolate cream. They have my favorite, again, creme brulee. I have a thing for creme brulee, just saying. And then if you're wanting something that's a little more hearty, they have basically a ham and cheese sandwich with Dijon mustard butter on a demi baguette, which is so fantastic. They have a turkey bacon, lettuce, tomato, and garlic aioli sandwich as well. They also have a brie apples and cranberry sandwich on a multigrain bread. They have some interesting soups there. Traditionally, I've had I think it was a lobster bisque soup back in the day, which was really good too. Of course, they have a croque monsieur, which is toasted ham and cheese. I mean, there's just so many great options here that it's just absolutely delicious. And then if you're looking for, you know, coffee or something like that, they've got that in spades too. So I'm all in for the Boulangerie Patisserie.
I just say, give me that ham and cheese croissant. I don't make it fancy. I just kind of point at stuff. Like, I'll have one of those, and so and that eclair. Give me that.
Yes, correct. So I'm so hungry right now. Oh my gosh.
I'm dying. I'm so tired right now. All right, we got to get out of here. We got to go find some food. I'm sure you do as well. But thanks for hanging with us. And, you know, really what this show was, we got to go through all of the dining options that are currently open right now, late September, early October for Walt Disney World inside the theme parks. Again, next Friday we'll get together. We'll talk about the resorts, your best dining options at your resorts that are currently open as well. Just so you can have a kind of a little idea, kind of an idea. You know, if you're heading down, you can kind of think through these things in your head, what might work out for you and your family. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you're ready to go get something good to eat, and go out to a restaurant. How novel does that sound in 2020? Drop by themagicforless.com. You can see all the restaurant menus. You can see this. Actually, this is on the blog right there on themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. We can take care of you here if you want to travel down to see the holiday decorations at Walt Disney World in the remainder of 2020 or kick off 2021. Let's make it a great year. Get that next trip on the books and have something great to look forward to with your family. Just drop by the Magic for Less, fill out that quote form, and if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning a great vacation, whether it's in 2 weeks or, you know, 52 weeks. It doesn't matter. We'll make it awesome. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to all the patrons. We couldn't do this without you. I sure appreciate each and every one of you. If you would like to become a patron, check out everything it has to offer. Just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Finally, give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestpod and at brguestmike. Of course, follow us on Facebook and YouTube as well for all the unedited video. And I want to see you Sunday night. We do a live show every Sunday night right there on YouTube or Facebook, whichever you prefer. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We take your calls. We have a good time. We talk about all kinds of stuff. And we'll probably talk about food this Sunday night. So be there or be square. All right, we're going to turn you loose for the weekend. Thank you for joining us. We love it each and every time you spend some time with us. We hope you had a few laughs. Maybe consider something to make your next vacation better. That's what this is all about. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.